Your event, Terry, the Miracle Ride, I go to your website, and the first thing that jumps up at me, it's the 23rd annual Miracle Ride for Riley's Kids. You've raised over almost $5 million, and it's a great story we want you to tell this morning. How did this all come about? And tell us how popular it has gotten and how much money you've put together over this time period. It's been a great run.
Sure, Mike. Well, it originally was the brainchild of Indianapolis attorney Rod Taylor and legendary motorcyclist Michael Farbaugh of Brown County. And they wanted to do something to give back to the community, and both felt very strongly and looked at what other motorcycle organizations were doing and decided to start a charity ride for the Riley Children's Hospital. And they picked Riley, and that was the brainchild was kind of hatched in 1993. The first ride was in 1994, and we've been going at it ever since. This year will be our 23rd, as you mentioned, and we'll easily eclipse the $5 million mark this year and likely raise anywhere between $250,000 to $350,000. In two event weekends, the first one being our Miracle Ride street event, the big ride past the hospital, and also seven regional poker runs from around the state of Indiana, and for the first time coming up from the Louisville-Clarksville area as well. It's our first ride originating from outside the state of Indiana as well this year. And then the weekend right after Miracle Ride, that would be for the Miracle Trail Riding Race, which is the seventh annual for all the off-road riders. And they use the Lawrence County Recreation Park in beautiful Springville, Indiana, for getting dirty out in the mud and dirt and hills. And they'll have a race there on both Saturday and Sunday. And it's even if you don't race, it's a great thing to go come on out and spectate, as is the Miracle Ride. You can come out to the Riley Children's Hospital and go on the sidewalk along with many families and caregivers and come out of the hospital and wave to all the riders.
So, Terry, last year you had over 3,000 people participate. How many do you think you're going to have this year?
Well, it's very much a weather-dependent event. We go rain or shine. Last year we had some unfortunate rough weather on both Saturday and Sunday. With good weather, we could at least easily go well over 4,000, close to even 5,000.
Well, that's really exciting.
And the best part is you cover it all. There's some people that don't like their bikes getting anywhere near dirty anything, and then there's some other folks that won't ride their bike unless it is getting dirty. Talk about how the dual events come together and give folks those options.
Sure. The Miracle Ride weekend, June 4th and 5th, you can register to become a part of it now online at miracleride.net, or if you want to watch the weather right up to the last minute, you can do that, and you can register in person at any of the seven regional poker runs around the state, or you can do it at our end location where we have a big circus-sized tent, almost 300 feet long, with a registration table there on Saturday, June 4th, or you can register first thing in the morning on Sunday where we stage all the riders. We need a big place to do that, and Allison Transmission allows us to do that in their south parking lot. They've been doing that for us for almost 10 years, and you can register at the Allison parking lot Sunday morning between 8 a.m. and 10:30 and 11 o'clock. We go kickstands up and ride past the hospital. We also take a lap around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway right on the track.
That's really cool. That's probably like really something people.
That's
really
almost
love
as cool as going
do.
By the hospital, but not many folks get a chance to do that on four wheels, let alone two.
Yeah, it's very very exciting. We'll be out there literally 1 week following the 100th running of the Indy 500, and this is the only way that you can ride your motorcycle around the Indy 500 track this year in 2016, since the MotoGP racing, the motorcycle racing, has moved on to some other venues. So they used to have some ways that people could ride on the track before the racing, and this year the Miracle Ride is the only way you'll be able to ride a motorcycle around the Indy 500 track.
Now, you get to do some really cool things, and the money you raise goes for a fantastic cause. Tell us about the Riley Kids and who's going to benefit from all these poker runs and all these great events going on.
Yeah, great, Mike. We only have one benefactor, and that is Riley Children's Foundation. A quick history about them. They predate the hospital. These were friends of James Whitcomb Riley that decided that Indianapolis needed a hospital back in the 1920s. It's been running continuously ever since then. Their job is to fund things that the normal revenue stream related to healthcare does not fund, things like pediatric research. The impact of Riley Children's Hospital is quite amazing. Their annual caseload around the state of Indiana, all 92 counties, is 300,000 cases, both inpatient and outpatient, which is almost unbelievable. They also deal with sick kids and families from all over the United States based on the pediatricians that specialize in certain types of care, and they often get referrals from other Children's Miracle Network hospitals from around the United States and vice versa. It's a wonderful, wonderful organization, and some of what the Miracle Riders have been funding recently has been in the areas of pediatric research. Almost 95% of all pediatric cancer cases are served by Riley Children's Hospital, and in the Wells Center for Pediatric Research, they do a lot of research on childhood cancers, and they are creating revolutionary healing techniques and cures for a lot of those kids, and they're going to continue to do that with money that's raised by the Miracle Ride.
So how much did you raise last year, and what is your hope for this year?
Yeah, last year we raised, even in the rain, we raised $250,000 for the hospital.
That's fantastic.
Fabulous.
That's pretty amazing.
In the rain. Imagine if you got 75 in sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And this year, it could be anywhere from $300,000 to $350,000. That's very, very possible for us this year.
Terry Riley is our guest this morning. He is executive director of the Miracle Ride for Riley's Kids. And Terry, the folks in Bloomington and Monroe County will be one of the site of the poker runs. Tell us about that and how folks, where they need to go to get involved.
Yeah, terrific. We have, as you mentioned, we have a poker run that's actually poker run number one in Bloomington. Starts out at Harley-Davidson of Bloomington. They're at Gurley Pike, and they'll take a really nice ride through Brown County and on their way back to Indianapolis to our end location. They can register for that now, today, through the end of this month at miracleride.net, and they can select that poker run, and they'll be registered for that. And then they can check in at Harley-Davidson of Bloomington between 9 and 11, and go on the ride. They'll sign waivers, so they can get their suggested route for coming back to Indianapolis. And each poker run will actually play poker, and the winning hand from each one of the poker runs will actually play live poker at our end location in the tent, and win as much as $1,800 in prizes, and that prize money's been donated. So it's a fabulous, fun day in advance of the Miracle Ride, and we're so pleased to have a great sponsor like Harley-Davidson of Bloomington to be a part of it. And they've been a part of it now for many, many years.
And go to the website, miracleride.net. Great website. All the information's right there. If you're not a motorcycle person but you think it's a great cause, there's an easy place to donate as well. You can learn about all the poker runs around the state. So if you've got buddies who are into this as well, you can let them know, and it's all right there. Grab the newsletter and grab all the information. Terry, great job as always. And again, that's coming up the weekend of the June 4th and 5th, the weekend after, well, I guess the backing up Memorial Day. We'll do race weekend, like you mentioned, then kick off June with a great way of raising money and having some fun on the motorcycles.
Terrific, Mike. We thank you guys, and God bless you.